Mackay and the Wit Sundays, only way to wake up.
I can't get enough because it fits so right.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Got what I'm looking for.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Jay and Dave podcast. We have got in store for you former Roosters player 983. He comes from Mackay, Shannon Hegarty, because we've got the big game here at BB Prince Stadium. We've also got the Suburban Song. What else do you want, Jay?
Oh, Suburban Song wasn't bad this week, I think.
Yeah. Neither was the Theatrical Thursday, too.
Oh, Clueless. If you missed it, here it is.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
It's time to roll out Theatrical Thursday. We recreate a scene of a movie suggested by you, usually on our Facebook page, usually in the streets when people say, I hate Theatrical Thursday. We said, what movie would you like to do us next? And they usually tell us.
It's quite popular, this segment, actually.
Well, Alan and Mirani doesn't like it, though.
Well, yeah, that's fine, but we're a hit with people who are 86 years of age who yes. listen to another station.
It's very true.
Yeah.
And we've stolen those listeners too, so welcome. So, today, the classic 90s movie is Clueless.
It's a secretly good movie.
Dave likes this movie.
I actually do.
He said, I love this movie.
Yeah.
Do you love it or do you just enjoy it?
Well, I watched it. I enjoy it. I enjoy watching it. And I think last time I watched it was about 6 months ago.
Right, yeah. Okay, well, this is the scene at the start of the movie where Cher, played by Alicia Silverstone, who I follow on TikTok, and I'm going to tag her in this post and see what she says. She'll probably say...
Delete.
Just sends an AVO out or something. So this is at the start of the movie where she is introducing herself and her dad.
Yep.
Who's a bit of a legal eagle.
Yes.
Bit of a tough nut. Ready to go?
Oh, born ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we want some theme song.
Great song. How good is the soundtrack to this movie?
Okay, so, like, you're probably thinking, like, is this like a Nemexa commercial or what? But seriously, I actually have a way normal life for a teenage girl. I mean, I get up, I brush my teeth, and I pick up my school clothes. Daddy's a litigator. Those are the scariest kind of lawyers. Even Lucy, our maid, is terrified of him. And Daddy is so good. He gets $500 an hour to fight with people. But man, he fights with me for free because I'm his daughter. Daddy.
Sure. Please don't start with the juice again.
Daddy, you need your vitamin
C. Where's my briefcase?
It's been a couple of months now, so I said we'll go out to Malibu.
Don't tell me those brain-dead lowlifes have been calling again.
They are your parents. And don't try sneaking out of the office. Dr. Lovett's coming to give you a flu shot.
Oh, Josh is in town. He's coming for dinner.
But why?
He's your stepbrother.
But you were hardly married to his mother, and that was like 5 years ago. What do I have to see Josh for?
You divorce wives, not children.
Here, have your juice.
Forget it.
I can see why this is the worst segment ever in the history of mankind. We probably do it justice, but it's a great movie, Clueless. I will give it that. Alicia Silverstone was hot and still is hot for being one of my favourite actresses.
Absolutely. And the guy that plays Josh is in a lot of films these days as well.
Paul Rudd.
Yeah. He's a director these days and everything else. So,
he still looks the same as what he did when he was in that movie. And he's older than you. Did you know that?
What is he eating to stay so young?
Probably moisturisers.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm not doing that.
If you want to see the video, we're wearing a blonde wig and...
I don't know what this is.
You actually look like the maid in that scene, not the father.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Tara Miko, deputy editor of the Daily Mercury, on the air with us after 7 o'clock this morning. We'll find out what's making news headlines around the place. Do you think she's a bartering kind of person?
I would definitely say she's a bartering person. Why?
Mackay Buy, Swap and Sell Facebook page yesterday.
Yeah.
Some of our listeners may have seen this argument. Somebody put up something to sell.
Yeah.
And it was an item like it was one of those clamps, you know, when you put like your flowers between two pieces of wood and then you clamp it down to flatten the flowers.
All right.
Like okay. An item I'm not even remotely interested in.
Right. But is that for like a display cabinet or something?
Yeah,
is it?
You
right,
know, when okay. you flatten the flowers and stuff
yeah.
To keep for prosperity or whatever. So this woman said, oh, will you take... It was listed at $50.
Sure.
And this this woman jumped on and said, oh, will you take $45? And then the lady's like, no, $50 firm. And then underneath said somebody else had said, why don't you take $45? You're not going to get $50 for it. And she said, I'm asking $50 for it.
Yeah.
And then somebody else says, don't barter on an ad on this particular item. The, you know, the lister has said they want $50 for it. And then somebody else has said, hey, fair go. Why don't you reduce it to $35? You might sell. There's this long strain of comments.
Yeah.
Targeting the lady who put the item up for sale for $50.
Did she say $50 firm in the ad itself?
No.
Okay, well, that's a different story altogether because that implies that you're ready to barter.
Well, if you doesn't.
Yeah, of course it does. It's expected to barter on Facebook.
Because she didn't put the word firm.
Yeah, on the actual
when post you go and
itself.
Buy a house, did your house, when you bought that, did it say whatever price it was firm? No.
Well, there's
you would have
the
tried to get it cheaper.
Well, of course you would.
Yeah, and but you're saying that the word firm, though.
On the buy, swap, and sell pages, absolutely. Because it's little ticket items. It's not the big ticket items like a car or a house.
I think it's
or
rude, though. If you put an item up for sale like this, like I actually felt sorry for it yesterday. If you put an item up for sale and you've put a price there, then that's the price you're asking for.
No, it's expected to barter. Like this happened to me yesterday, as a matter of fact. I had some packing boxes. Obviously, moving in November, I still had the packing boxes and everything sitting in the garage. And I thought, okay, well, I might as well get rid of them. Put it up. I think it was $150. The lady who...
For moving boxes?
Well, there was a lot. And they were the hard case ones. They weren't the card... Well, some cardboard ones, but mainly the hard case ones. So they're worth a pretty penny. They're worth about $50 each. So I put it up there, $150 for the lot. Had a couple of people... come down with some really, really tiny amounts. Like one person wanted $50 for it, said hell no.
133-53. Let's open up the phone lines. It's bartering on somebody's item, a Mackay buy swap and sell or the Whitsunday swap and sell. Is it? I feel like it's rude. Like if somebody's asking for a price of something, like you're not going to you're not buying it brand new. Brand new, yeah. You're still going to pay a lot more than what you are secondhand.
Yeah,
just be happy with that price.
No.
If you don't like it, go find it cheaper somewhere else.
Well, yeah, it might be the item you're after. Of course, you can ask if they would accept a little bit less, like $45 for the display thing.
Yeah, but then everyone's targeting the poor woman who wanted to sell a flower press. It's just a flower press. Just spend $50 and buy the darn thing. 20 degrees in Cuttable. We were just talking. Actually, I think the lady was from Cuttable. Yesterday, Mackay buy, swap, and sell page. She's trying to sell a flower press, right?
And that's fine.
You put a flower between these two pieces of wood and you squash it.
Right.
Don't know why you're doing that, but you're doing that. It was for $50. Somebody said $45. Will you take $35?
Yeah.
She was being targeted, this poor woman, for wanting the price of her flower press to stay at $50. Look, Dave's saying yes, barter, but if she said no, don't.
Well, barter in a respectful manner, obviously. You know, like it literally happened to me yesterday with some packing boxes. The lady got it $30 off what I was after. Okay, so she got a good deal out of it.
But that means that you had room to move.
Of course.
But what happens if this lady really needed the $50 to cover the cost of that flower press?
Sell something else.
Oh, my God. 133-53. Steve's called us. Steve, is it rude to barter?
I think it depends on what you're buying. Like, if you're buying a lawnmower, you want to look at it before you barter. I think it's rude to barter before you look at it. But stuff like packing boxes and things, I think you can barter.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it, yeah.
But what happens if somebody says no straight up? Then the rest of the comments are people trying to barter her even further.
Well, you know, I don't think people read the comments. I think they just... put things in. Like, a lot of people don't read what's happened before.
Oh, Steve.
That's Dave.
Jay watches that sort of
that's
stuff.
That's Dave. Oh, no. I'm with the popcorn. I do. Yeah. Thank you, Steve. 133-53. We go to Brenda in Eaton. G'day, Brenda.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Do you barter? And if you do you do it respectfully?
Yeah, you do. But once the lady said no, Why do people feel the need to attack her? Yes. That is just so rude.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement there. Shouldn't attack her. But at the same time, you know, you want to get a little bit of extra off the actual price, don't you, with everything, not just on the buy, swap and sell pages.
Well, you do. But if she says firm and she said no, then respect her decision. That's just rude.
Mm-hmm. And I think that it happens all too much. Like, but this lady in particular, when I saw that yesterday, I thought, come on, that's... She said $50. Just let it be.
Okay. Well, let's go out to the Pioneer Valley in Marion. Sue, is it rude to barter on buy, swap and sell pages or what?
No, it's not rude. But if the person who's selling comes back and goes, no, that's a firm offer, then everybody else just needs to go and get their own lives because that's her goods. She can sell them however she wants.
That's exactly right. So if you're not happy with the price, go find it cheaper somewhere else.
Well, when it comes to the...
I mean, I've been stuck in that situation where I've had someone offer, like, ridiculous amounts, and you go, no, it's firm. And literally 5 times later, you're still going, no, the price is firm. I don't care if you add $20 every time. Like, they just drive you nuts.
I mean, I did have the bag of popcorn out watching this unfold. I'm not going to lie. Thank you, Sue. 133-53 Mount Austin we go to. Sharon, is it rude to barter?
It's not rude to barter, but it should be done by message, a nice, polite message to the person selling if you want to make an offer, rather than put it on Facebook where you'll get the trolls who always want to knock someone around. So if you want to do it in a nice, polite way on a private message and see how it goes. But yeah.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Speaking of which, Sundays, Jeff Bezos apparently was in the Sundays in the last couple of days.
Yeah, look, that's the rumour anyway. He flew into Cairns, bought or hired a super yacht and has cruised down the coast to the beautiful Whitsunday Islands. That's the rumour anyway. Now, he's not short of a quid, so he's probably buying property around Airlie Beach too. Wouldn't be surprised.
Well, it, didn't he sail the... Did you say this? He sailed the boat from Cairns?
Yeah. So,
but how do you discreetly hide a super yacht?
You cover it in stealth paint. Who knows?
Paint it blue, the same colour as the Whitsunday Ocean.
Well, yeah, that might help. But I don't know. I think we need to investigate this a little bit further.
I'm going to call some people on the Whitsundays and see if they've heard any whisper. Because last time we had Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban, when they filming Australia, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Those sort of people.
Who are you calling?
Let's go to the bakery in Prossy.
Okay. Oh, Prospine Pies and Pastries, of course.
They must be busy this morning.
Well, they always are. They're really good pies. They're probably serving him right now.
Do you even know what Jeff Bezos looks like?
Yeah, he's a short, bald guy.
No, they're not entering. What?
He's number 2 richest person in the world.
Like $208 million a day.
A day?
A day is what he gets.
Wow. Okay.
What would I do with $208 million a day?
Well, you wouldn't work.
I would still do the radio show, though.
Would you really? Yeah. Would you buy the radio station?
No, nah, stuff that. Too much work. Too much work. Too much work. All right, let's call one of the servos.
All right.
Sundays. So if you've seen any sightings of a massive yacht that looks out of place around the Whitsundays, please let us know, 133-53.
Yeah, the QE2 looks like that a bit.
Is that how big it is?
Well, it'd have to be huge. It's Jeff. It looks like everybody's wrapped up trying to find him. They've all shut up shop. They're on Jeff watch.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Epol Prospine?
Yeah, mate.
Hey, it's Jay and Dave, Triple M. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Yeah, good. Any sign of Jeff Bezos, the president of Amazon? Apparently he's in the Whitsundays. Have you seen him?
Never, no. I'm sorry, I haven't.
You get $208 million a day he earns, that guy.
That's not bad, eh?
Well, never know, mate. He might actually stop in and fuel up the car and the super yacht with you guys.
I just might have to put the price up a bit.
Thank you, mate, for the call. Appreciate it. All right, okay. No sign of Jeff.
All right. We'll keep on the watch for everyone.
If you've seen, we know the politicians are doing the round at the moment.
Yeah.
But if you see Jeff Bezos, it's Bezos Watch. 133-53 is a phone number.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Would you rather Do this every Wednesday morning, 133353. Give you a scenario. You have to choose which one you'd choose. No fence sitting.
No. This is either one or the other. It's always a bit of fun.
Would you rather have 20 children?
The other one. Whatever it is. I'm choosing the other one.
Would you rather have 20 children?
Yeah.
That you have to look after for the rest of your life or never have children at all. Oh. So this is very extreme. And you think that we came up with this? No. Glennis in Mackay CBD sent us this one saying, boys, have a crack at this. Would you rather?
Okay, well, I'd definitely go no children at all, ever. What would you go?
I'm going to say children.
Really?
20 seems a lot. But I feel
you'd have to build bunker on top of a bunk in the rooms.
Yeah, but you look at it, it's doable. There's a family overseas where they've had, I think, six lots of twins or something.
Oh, the octomum.
Yes.
No. Definitely. Never have children at all.
Would you rather 20 children... Would you rather... that you would have to look after for the rest of your life.
That is extreme.
Or no children at all. 133353. Would you rather right now? It's a tricky one today. Would you rather? I reckon it is.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's a no-brainer.
Would you rather have 20 children that you have to look after for the rest of your life or have no children at all?
You'd have to buy a semi-trailer just to get around, wouldn't you?
You'd have to...
Like a bus.
You'd need two... Oh, yeah. Mackay Transit coaches. We'll just get them on one of those. That's your actual car dropping you off at school every day.
Yeah. Well, you'd be noticed, that's for sure.
133353. What would you rather?
Natasha in Andergrove. How are you this morning?
Hey,
well, there you are. You're looking after the 20 kids,
would
I'm
you
sure.
rather 20 kids or no kids at all?
Well, I really like kids and... Well, I've got three of my own, so a couple more wouldn't hurt.
A couple more? That's 17 more, Natasha.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be driving a bus around, though. Like, that'd be a bit hectic.
I don't even know how to reverse park a car, let alone a bus. 133353 is the phone number this morning. Would you rather?
Tina is also in Andergrove. Would you rather have 20 kids that you have to look after for the rest of your life or never have kids at all?
20 children.
Oh, that's extreme.
Why the 20?
It's no contest. I have two. I desperately wanted more, and they are the most precious things in my life.
Yeah, but 20?
Yes, yes. But... I used to be a kindy teacher. Oh.
See, the thing is with people who love children that much is they just love being around them all the time. I know somebody who wanted to have more and more and more and more kids.
Really?
Like Tina could only have two, but wanted so many more than two.
Oh, look, we've gone through Macca's drive-thru. I'll have 20 Happy Meals, thanks.
Stuart, would you rather 20 kids or never and have to look after them for the rest of your life or never have any kids at all?
Never have any kids at all. I was married for 10 years, no children, no responsibilities. It's been a very peaceful life, Joe.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds like a plan, Stuart. Sounds really good.
Well, luckily no one else has called up with more than having to have 20 kids. Would you like to go off to the footy on us this Saturday night?
Oh, we'd love to. Okay. That'd be a good night. Thank you very much.
There's no 20 kids smuggling in, all right? You stay there for a second. All right, we'll grab some details from you. Hang on.
Okay. Well,
divided.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You can see why. 20 children, that's a lot. For the rest of your life as well. It's not like they're going to move out or anything.
I'm used to feeding many mouths anyway with the amount of animals I have at home. So 20 kids it would be for me.
Okay, so what you just...
It's like a football team. It's a ready-made football team. You come in.
Well, that is true. And a couple of subs. Just, yeah. There's a lot of...
Who's the 18th, though? That's a big one.
Look, you'd have to name a 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Hey, 17, dinner time.
I'm fine out remembering my own name, let alone 20 children. Jay and Dave in the morning. Star Wars Day 2022.
Yeah, may the 4th be with you.
I just don't get that whole thing. Like the whole, you know the whole Luke, I am your father thing?
Yeah.
Like, it's very Jerry Springer-ish.
Well.
Very Jerry Springer.
Just set on the Death Star.
Yeah.
On the original Death Star, that is, yeah. That's amazing. Like how
actually, it's probably relevant now these days. Like has that started like the unfolding of a lot of things in people's lives where like these secrets have come out later in life? Because Luke didn't know that Darth Vader. Obviously, I haven't seen the movies, but I know that story.
Well, yeah,
Luke didn't know that he was his father, right?
Well, not well. How it went was he was just about to chop his arm off and everything. Or he just did. Mm. Darth Vader to Luke Skywalker, and he said, "Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father." And Luke turned around and says, "You killed my father." He says, "No, I am your father." So that's how it all came about. Yeah, that was the big bombshell back in 1980 or 1981 or whatever it was when that movie was released.
13353, on the same sort of vein as Star Wars and Luke finding out that Darth Vader was his father.
Yeah.
Do you have a family secret like that that came out later in life? Like, did you find out that somebody was, like, adopted in your family, or did you have, like... Did you not find out that you had a sibling?
The extended family, yes. One of my cousins, I didn't realise she was adopted.
Oh, right.
So, okay. Yeah, and she lives on the Gold Coast now. I haven't seen her in God knows how many years. But, yeah, that came out. I found that out when I was 23 or 24. It's like, what?
A friend of mine, actually, just remembering now, when I was in high school. Yeah. So this is in 1997, that his parents said, oh, by the way, you're actually adopted.
Wow.
Like, because some families would tell their child that they were adopted from a young age. But
yeah.
I think there was a group of, or maybe an era of people who didn't even tell the child that they were adopted until later on in life. And that was a big bombshell for him.
Yeah. Would it be because they were trying to protect him? Like,
I don't know.
Okay. And you've got no skeletons in the family?
Oh, there's
in the
many
family?
Skeletons in my closet, in my family's closet. But the thing is, I have my family who listen to this breakfast show, so I can't say half of them.
Come on, just a small one.
No, I can't. I can't, no. Because I think it would make it uncomfortable.
Opposed to any other time.
Well, if anybody's comfortable in telling us the secret that came out later in life.
Yeah.
13353. But I think every family has one at least.
Well.
Right?
You got to share it. I mean, come on.
This is not even a joke. Yeah. I joke with my mum a lot saying, am I adopted? Because I don't really fit in to everybody else. Like, it's like looking at the, like a bunch of sparrows.
Yeah.
Sitting on a fence and there's an ibis sitting next to the sparrows. I'm the ibis. Like, I look at the rest of the family, I'm like, where do I fit into this puzzle? I don't feel like I fit in here.
So you're the dumb one that eats rubbish.
So I'm waiting for them to say, actually, you're adopted, and I'm going to go, yeah, you know what, no shit, Sherlock. Today being International Star Wars Day.
It is International Star Wars Day, May 4th.
Well, the only thing I know about the movie or the series is that famous line, Luke, I'm your father.
Mm.
You know, that was a surprise. You know, I was waiting for Luke to turn around and say, well, you could have told me this years ago.
Where were you, Daddy?
Exactly right. Got issues now?
Yeah, well, that was the whole movie, wasn't it?
What
about his issues?
Secrets in your family that came out later on in life? Like,
yeah.
Was it you had an adopted sibling that you didn't know was adopted? Were you the adopted person?
Mm.
Do you have half-brother and sister that you didn't know about? 13353.
Maybe the uncle, your favourite uncle, isn't your uncle at all. Who knows? Bevan, mate, you've got a story to tell?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, my dad was 74 when he found out he had a sister. His mother passed away about 7 or 8 months before he did.
Mm.
And... she gave up a girl for adoption who contacted my grandmother, Dad's mum, and my grandmother didn't want to know anything about her.
Yeah,
but
right.
once she passed, it all come out. So my dad, for 7 months of his life, found out he had a sister.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he got to know that before he did pass away.
Did he get to meet her?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they met.
So how did your dad respond to that? Like, was he overwhelmed? Was he angry? Because I'm assuming there'd be emotions tied in with that.
Not real sure. Dad had cancer for the last seven months of his life.
Yeah,
so,
right.
but us seven kids thought that we didn't have any aunties or uncles, and we found out that we've actually got an auntie. So,
do you keep in contact with her?
Very rarely now, mate.
Yeah.
She's down Melbourne way, but I'm pretty sure some of my family keep in touch with her. Yeah,
I've just remembered. Thank you for the call. I've just remembered one. So when I was growing up, my neighbours, we always called our neighbours auntie and uncle. So I didn't realise that Auntie June and Uncle John and the people across the road weren't my actual auntie and uncle until I was like 13, 14.
Yeah, right. That was the same as the guy up the road from where Dad...
The day my heart broke. I was like, come on. I thought that was the best thing ever, having family across the road.
After you found out, did you just keep calling them auntie and uncle?
Yeah, still do now.
Yeah.
All these years later, Angie and Timberlands, have you got a family secret that came out years later?
Yeah.
What happened?
When my mother told my younger brother that he wasn't really wanted.
Wowzers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ouch. Did they sort that out or what?
No, never ever forgave her.
Mm. Oh, that's harsh.
I think maybe...
It is.
This is why these stories end up on shows like Jerry Springer and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, there you go.
Way to bring down the morning.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Darth Vader.
This topic, I know, Darth Vader, you've got lots of blame for.
You've ruined the whole day.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Tomorrow night, Jay, we are so looking forward to the Roosters-Titans match. Mm. After last year's success that the NRL brought it up to Mackay. One of the ex-Roosters, number 983, it is Shannon Hegarty. He happens to be from Mackay too. G'day, buddy.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. A former Roosters player and a Mackay guy, those two things combined together for us to see another Roosters match here in Mackay tomorrow night. That must be pretty exciting for you.
Yeah, it definitely is. It kind of makes me very sentimental about the whole thing. Actually, wouldn't mind being 20 years younger and actually strapping the boots on and playing on my own ground.
Those days are gone, are they?
I don't know. I'll have to put a call in to Robbo and check it out.
Have you ever thought about being like the water boy, though, or something like that? Because I see you see people like Alan Langer who still want to be part of the game, so they'd be the water runner.
No, I don't think I'm going down that path. At the moment, I run a fitness facility, so that keeps me busy.
We've got him halfway through that at the moment this morning, so we appreciate your time. But this is great for Mackay, isn't it? Because it's something that we don't get to see a lot of, having an NRL game come to our region.
No, it definitely is. You know, I know the excitement that NRL game brings to the town and to the region. I think I played there. It might have been a trial game or one of the games when I did play for the South, but you know, it's always good to feel that buzz. You know, you kind of, as soon as you get off the plane, you can feel the whole town, you know, pretty hyped up and excited, and that really gets you going as well.
Do you still come back to Mackay every so often? I mean, you obviously live down south now, and I'm sure you still got mates around here as well, but you still get into town every now and again?
Mate, I haven't been back home for over 10 years. I really actually miss it, you know, so it's a... I was actually thinking about getting on a plane and coming up for the weekend, but I don't think that's going to happen, unfortunately.
You know, being a former St. Pat's College student as well, the school must be singing your praises as well, saying, "Yep, we breed them tough here." You know, being a St. Pat's person.
Well, maybe it's good. It's good that they got the same colours as the Roosters.
That's a very good connection. There, I love that.
All right, look, Shannon. Thanks very much for your time. I know you're quite busy. We'll let you get back to the brisk walk. It must be cold down in Sydney, and I'm sure you're jealous that we've got it nice and well, relatively warm up here.
What's the temperature up there at the moment?
20 degrees. What do you got?
Last I checked, it was 11.
11 degrees, nice stuff, that. Keep that.
I'm all right, up here.
Mate, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time. Thank you, mate.
No worries, guys.
See you
thanks
soon.
A lot.
Yeah,
see ya.
You, mate. Bye.
See ya.
There you go, Shannon Hegarty, Mackay, former Mackay boy, played for the Roosters.
Yeah, former brothers, Bulldog.
Yeah.
Back in his junior days.
See, we've got so many NRL players coming out of left, right and centre. Right?
We need like a Hall of Fame area or a Walk of Fame.
It'll be longer than the Great Wall of China. Like, that's how long it'll be.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Today, very important day for the Royal McDonald House Charities. So important, in fact, we need to get Sam on to talk about it this morning.
Yeah. G'day, Sam. How's it going?
Very good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Very exciting day today for the Ronald McDonald House Charity. What's happening?
We are officially having our groundbreaking ceremony.
Yeah! And how do you celebrate that? Is it literally you turning the soil?
That's literally what will be happening, yes.
Yeah, right.
So is it you or is it like somewhat like a guest that's going to be throwing the...
So there'll be the local construction firm, the Fergus Builders, yeah, who are doing it. Myself will be there, our CEO, the hospital CEO, and I believe the Mackay Hospital Foundation will be there as well.
That's a lot of people touching the shovel all at the same time just to do that one first dig.
Yeah, not sure how many people will be touching the shovel, but yeah.
Socially distanced, of course. But you know what? We've come such a long way. There's been a lot of fundraising. And for those people who don't know, the family room is being constructed there at Mackay Base Hospital, but it's not a cheap thing to do, is it?
Oh, no, not at all. So this actually would not be possible without the enormous generosity from the local community and all of our corporate sponsors.
What it really means is that if you've got a sick child, normally what would happen is you'd have to go to either Townsville or even Brisbane if it's severe. And you've got the Ronald McDonald House Charities, the place you can stay for the family can stay there to be near their children. Now you don't have to travel so far. You can stay here in Mackay.
Depending, obviously, what the child is being treated for may obviously still require some travel. But, yes, so the family room will support more than approximately 2,500 families who do call upon the Mackay Base Hospital when they have a seriously ill or injured child.
Now, you were telling us, and you've said this on the show before, you did this and you've jumped on board with the Ronald McDonald House Charities as well because it's something that's close to your heart with your family too.
Yeah. So my son was very ill when he was born 5.5 years ago. So we've used the charity, we've used the family room up in Townsville, and it was just the biggest relief while staying in hospital with my son. It was just a great little getaway. It's just like a nice comfort.
Absolutely. What you need when you go through such a traumatic time.
It's a stressful period of time. I mean, you're worrying about money to start off with and then trying to be close to them to lessen their stress levels too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. My son absolutely loved going into the family room. He could play and everything, and I could actually sit down and relax while I knew he was playing safely.
Just because
the money as well.
I was going to say that, and because the money is a hard thing, but money when fundraising for this, the family room, just because the construction starts today does not mean, you know, we stop fundraising. The Ronald McDonald House Charity takes funding all year round. If people want to donate, how do they do that?
So you can just head onto our website, so RMHC North Australia, and there's all different ways to fundraise, whether it's just making a quick donation, signing up to being a regular giver, hosting your own fundraiser. There's so many different ways to be able to fundraise for us.
All right, Sam. Look, we will hopefully see you there later on today when the first soil is turned, okay?
Yes, thank you very much, guys.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
It's 20 degrees. That's actually dropped down to 19.
Just then?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
It's 15 degrees here in the studio. Way too cold, and the tech needs to push that up to about 19, at least.
At least.
15's far too cold.
Well, here I am just with a T-shirt. No problems whatsoever. You actually got... We just gave away one of those Triple M scarves. You got one of your own.
I unpacked it this morning.
Yeah.
I said, no one's winning this one. I'm stealing it. It's freezing in here.
You got that and your big parka, your jacket, Triple M jacket as well.
What temperature is it too cold for you to put on the jumper in here, though?
In here? If it's 15 degrees in here now, I'd probably say around about 10, maybe 9. No problems.
You're putting a jumper on at 9 degrees.
Well, yeah. You got to remember...
The circulation in your body is not great, then, if that's the case.
Well, I think it's quite good. It's just padded, that's all. It's insulated, the whole body.
Oh, man.
So I wouldn't worry about it.
I know it's not cold, because everyone's on... There's a photo on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Looking like a penguin.
yeah.
It's not that cold. I get that. Outside, 20 degrees is not that cold. It's not that warm. Anything under 25 for me is a little bit chilly, but here in the studio, particularly, 15 degrees is very cold.
So what temperature would you say is too cold?
Too cold as to putting a jumper on?
Yeah.
Probably 18, 17, 18, or probably about 16, I should say. 15, 16, 17.
Wow. So that's quite high.
We discussed this 2 days ago. Like, I feel the cold easily.
Well, true, but I thought, okay, if it's too cold outside, you'd put a jumper on maybe around about, yeah, maybe around the 15-degree mark.
133.53. If you had to say there's a temperature that's, like, that's the pivot point for you.
Yeah.
What temperature is that for you to put a jumper on? 133.53. I'm saying 15.
See, I'm saying around about 9 or 10. And I think it's because, well, one, kind of used to the cold weather.
No, you're not. You've been here for 12 years.
Well, yeah. I've acclimatised. I've acclimatised a little bit.
I'm used to the cold weather. I've seen you put a jumper on at 12 degrees, 13 degrees before, not 9, not 10.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It was just a bad day. I don't know.
133.53. What temperature is too cold? We'll take your calls up in a moment.
So you're saying what, 18 degrees?
No, I'm saying 15. 15 16,
degrees.
17-ish.
All right, I'll say 9 or 10.
Anything under 25.
Oh, my God.
What temperature is too cold? Today, look, it's not cold outside. 20 degrees. Look, it's cooler.
Well, yeah, a little.
But it's not cold. In the studio, however, at the moment, it feels like it's minus 10. It's 15.
You're like a walking billboard at the moment. You've got the Triple M jacket on. You've got the Triple M scarf on. I'm sure you'll get the Triple M beanie very soon. One of these days...
I'm chasing the Triple M underwear, to be honest.
Yeah, I'll make it thermal. You should be fine then.
I want the exclamation mark right on the front of it.
133.53. Phil, mate, what temperature is too cold?
I don't know what the temperature is, but I always tell people, if you see me wearing a jumper, you know it's cold.
So would 20 be too cold?
No, I'm down Dave's end of town.
Okay, so you're saying about 9 or 10 degrees. That's when it's just a little bit brisk.
Even lower.
What? That's crazy. What is wrong with you people?
See, they breed us tough down in New South Wales.
Okay, I was going to say, that's probably where you've come from. Thank you. 133.53 is the phone number this morning. Hello, Triple M.
Hey, Dave.
Gruffa, how are you, buddy?
I'm still alive.
What a good start to the day.
Yeah, what temperature is too cold?
Well, it doesn't really worry me, mate.
Oh, I see you washing cars out there with just shirt and shorts on in the middle of winter at North Jacklin.
That's me, mate. That's me.
Yeah, see, that's crazy.
You've actually branched out too. I saw you the other day mowing lawns.
Yeah, mate, I do everything.
You need a pay rise. Thank you, mate. 133.53. Tina in Andercrove. Tina, what temperature is too cold?
Anything under 20 degrees, 25 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a Queenslander?
New Zealand. Pardon?
You're from New Zealand, are you?
No, I lived in New Zealand for 2 years and wore jeans and jumper summer, winter.
Yeah.
I was rugged up.
And are you from Queensland originally?
Yeah.
That's what I think it is. I think that's what it is.
Really?
Because New South Welshmen and women, like you say, you brought up in the cold, you're probably used to it. But us Queenslanders, anything under 25, bam, jumpers are on.
We're hardened.
Yeah, we certainly are. On Facebook, Janelle says, is the air conditioning in the studio too cold? Yes, Janelle, it is. Tyrone says, 15 is freezing, lads. Tyrone, yes, I'm with you. Thank you for agreeing with me there. And it's not cold at all, says Donna. Donna, feel free to come and sit in the studio and sit in here for a while.
It's not that cold.
It's not that warm either. Jay and Dave in the morning.
Millions he earns each day, yo. Jeff Bezos rumoured in Cairns, yeah, he did fly. Bought a yacht and sailed here to rest a while. Qualia, he might be staying, or on board the boats, maybe in Ellytown. Beaches might even throw a schooner
not
down.
Not sure what he is doing. A house he might be buying. He's come down to Australia.
Whoa.
Could be sailing right next to you.
Whoa.
Can you feel us in before he leaves town?
Second richest man in the world, yeah. If you see him, do you think you have any chance? for money, he gives us steely glance. Don't know how long he's staying. Is he relocating? You might even find him at Dickie's Dogs at any time.
Nachos and Mexican with chili, or loaded chips with extra gravy. He's come down to Australia.
Whoa!
Could be sailing right next to ya.
Whoa!
Can you feel us in before he leaves town?
Jeff Bezos! Jeff Bezos! Jeff Bezos in Australia! 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 There you go, folks. Another edition of the Jay and Dave podcast. It's always a bit of fun. You can just reminisce about the stuff you listened to us the day before.
What?
No, I don't know.
it's like Dave's, you know, that when your windows shut down on your computer, ding, ding, ding. Like, that's what Dave is like sometimes. Just goes into this spiral.
Yeah, look, the brain doesn't match the mouth sometimes.
No disagreement from me. Weekdays from 5:30 on Mackay with Sunday's Triple M, and of course streaming live here on the Listener app.